Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Voters in both Georgia and Alabama head back to the polls tomorrow for primary runoff elections, with regular polling locations open across both states. In Dade County, Republican voters will decide the District 1 County Commission race between Jane Dixon and Robbie Ryan. The runoff follows the May primary, where neither candidate received enough votes to avoid a second election. Meanwhile, in neighboring Alabama, Republican voters in Jackson County will choose their party's nominee for sheriff. Chief Deputy Eric Woodall and Lieutenant Craig Holcomb advanced to the runoff following last month's primary election. Election officials remind voters that all regular precinct polling locations will be open tomorrow. Polls in Georgia are open from 7 to 7, while Alabama polls are also open 7 to 7 local time. Voters must cast their ballots at their assigned polling place and should bring a valid photo ID. Motorists traveling through Marion County and Lookout Valley this week should expect delays and use extra caution as several TDOT projects continue. The biggest impact will be on I-24 westbound near Mont Eagle. Crews are resurfacing the roadway between mile markers 137 and 138. Work began last night and continues through June 20th, with lane closures scheduled nightly from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. Drivers on Highway 41 near mile marker 17 should also watch out for a lane shift affecting eastbound traffic as construction crews perform grading and drainage operations. Westbound traffic is not expected to be affected. Meanwhile, resurfacing work continues on Highway 283 between Highway 27 and the Sequatchie County line. Motorists can expect single lane closures controlled by flaggers while crews complete that project. In neighboring Hamilton County, utility work on Cummings Highway between Francis Street and the interstate overpass continues through the 18th. Flagger-assisted lane closures are scheduled weekdays starting at 9 a.m. TDOT reminds drivers to slow down, stay alert, and be prepared for changing traffic patterns in all work zones. Georgia lawmakers return to the state capitol this week for a special legislative session. One of the top priorities will be fixing an election law that could create confusion ahead of upcoming elections. The issue centers on the QR codes printed on Georgia ballots. State lawmakers passed a law back in 2024 banning the use of those QR codes for the official vote count after July 1, 2026. However, no replacement vote counting system was put in place before the deadline arrives. Governor Brian Kemp has included the issue on the agenda for the special session beginning Wednesday, saying lawmakers must address problems created by the law before it takes effect. Georgia's current touchscreen voting system has been used statewide since 2020. Supporters say it provides secure and efficient elections, while critics have argued that voters cannot verify the QR codes that are ultimately read by ballot scanners. The state election board says counties should prepare to use hand-marked paper ballots if lawmakers do not extend the QR code deadline. In Jackson County, a man is facing an attempted murder charge after authorities say he struck a law enforcement officer with a vehicle while attempting to flee arrest in Bridgeport. Court records indicate that Malik Collier was being taken into custody on felony charges by law enforcement in Bridgeport when the incident happened. Authorities alleged that during the arrest, Collier attempted to escape and drove a vehicle into a deputy, striking the officer. Investigators say the incident led to Collier being charged with attempted murder. He was booked into the Jackson County Jail, where he remains in custody. The condition of the involved officer, not released. As with criminal cases, the charges against Collier are allegations. He's presumed innocent unless proven guilty in court. The Dade County Board of Education has scheduled its second public hearing on the proposed fiscal year 2027 budget. That hearing is today at 12:30 at the Dade County School Central Office on Tradition Lane. According to the published agenda, the meeting will include a public hearing on the proposed fiscal year 27 budget, followed by an opportunity for public input. School officials encourage residents to attend and learn more about the proposed budget and how funds are planned to be allocated for the upcoming fiscal year. Again, the hearing is scheduled for today, 12:30 at the Dade County Schools Central Office. Well, the Braves have the night off. That gives us the opportunity to turn our attention to Georgia baseball. Of course, if you heard the exciting game back on Saturday night, you know the Georgia Bulldogs are back in action this evening in the College World Series. After the big win over Texas on Saturday, they'll take on the Oklahoma Sooners. That first pitch scheduled for 7 o'clock tonight. Our coverage from the Georgia Bulldogs Radio Network starts at 6:40 this evening. Again, that's 6:40 tonight. First pitch at 7 o'clock. Every pitch this evening, Georgia baseball here on KWIN. At your news update, stay up to date anytime at discoverday.com and throughout the day here on your home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3, 104.3, 106.1, and AM 1420 Classic Hits K-Win. I'm Mike Powers.